This is quite an introspective next tune. Very introspective. So I don't think any of you should dance around or try and have fun or anything like that. Just sit and think about what you're gonna do the rest of your life. Just sit and think. Let's go like this. One, two, three, four.
Elusive butterfly that just tripped up past my door. My brother likes the Yankees, she said. Steven wants a score, and I said, well, Ricky at 1-1 at 25 and 6-4. It's a luxury Willie Pink O'Connor Sanders, one of more. You ask so many questions, answers that I choose. If you're not paranoia, I just say essential blues. Demon keys of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental. And I'm losing all control, and I am sinking into the quagmires. Illusions and throw I crowd. Miss T-Bone as a hound dog, get your home. You ask so many questions, answers that I choose. This is from PBGBs, I just say the central blues.
Sailing,
what is illusion, what is true?
Sailing
over the existential blues. God bless America and all glory to she always wears with the red, white, and existential blues. Say, hey, get which one, play off my existential blues.
My blues win existential blues.
I was on a quest to dream the impossible dream. Walking out, rolling it up. People all around me. They looked at me up and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I am, but who are you, weird little wonders? They looked at me with big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are the Lollipop Kids, the Lollipop Kids, the Lollipop Kids. We are the Lollipop Kids. We tell them that.
I said, hey, well, weird little wonders, I was on a quest. Walking out, rolling it up. Women, children, I want to go visit. Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard of wise one live? So you see the big green glow in the dark house up on the hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in the dark house up on the hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the green glow in the dark house up on the hill. There's a little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going,
I'll get you my pretty and your little dog Toto, too.
I don't even have a little dog Toto.
In such predicaments, I'm as Fort John, walking out, rolling it up. See, you know, kids, I can handle the big green glow in the dark chasm on the hill. I can handle the dark forest. I can handle the little old lady, but this is a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of the road before, but kids, never quite that wide.
Tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke.
Follow the yellow big road. Follow the yellow big road.
Well, I get a little bit tired of walking down the road one day. Judah, hey. I'd just like to take this opportunity to say how happy I am we're going to war in a few days. I just think it's a wonderful thing, and you know, if that's what my country wants to do, I guess I'll just go ahead and do it. Anyway, I get a little bit tired of walking down that blinding yellow road. So I think I'll pull my tired body over. A little rest area, you know. Lo and behold, it's a little field over there. Pretty red flowers in it.
Oh, those red flowers, they smell so good.
Whoa.
I just think I'll put my tight over body over here in this little field of
puppies! 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 Puppies!
Strange dream. I'll tell you though, those little red flowers, they smell so good. Oh, they smell so good. They smell so fucking good. The old wizard just gonna have to wait, man. Cause I'm gonna pull over again here in this little field of
puppies!
Back when I was a kid, things were going swell. Till something happened. Blow everything to hell! One night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. So the woman of the block just gave birth to a geek. You see, if you take a pencil the one hole left, looks like a pipe cleaner. Mashed with a hat.
With a head.
And a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks. You got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking pea head with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Most any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geek's head into the ground. Just then, a green Eldorado 2 screeched to a halt. A short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me. He said, "Hey, son." I said, "Don't bother me, old man. Poppies, poppies." He said, "T-Bone." I said, "Wait. This man knows my name. He must be the Wizard."
The Wizard of Oz.
Why have you come to haunt me? Oh, Wizard of Oz. Oh, Wizard of Wise, when I was on a quest. Why can I ruin it?
We are the
Wizard
of Oz. Puppies.
I said, "Oh man, I've been through hell." He said, "Wait, son, slow down, relax." Back here in Berkeley, California, bitch. I said, Wizard, a wise one. I've come so far to find the truth of life. He said, "Well, son, to tell you the truth." "But that's what I've come to find is the truth." He said, no, son, you got me all wrong. Let me see, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself. And I've come to find that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, "Wizard?" He said, "No, son, truly. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy!" Some girl with psychic power, she said, "T-Bone, what's your sign?" "I'm blanking as her neon, I thought I'd blow her mind." She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on an octopus, that's a boss, that's really impressive. You ask so many questions. I'm too in the fear of paranoia, I just existential blues. Really feel my terror. Is this Wayne on EBTV? Is this good sweat paranoia? Existential blue. Thanks, really. See ya.